Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at bojanglesbiscuits.com.
North Carolina has begun to gradually reopen its economy. We're now in phase one of Governor Roy Cooper's three-phase reopening plan. Phase two could happen this coming Friday, though we're not sure yet. And turns out lots of people still have questions about what is and isn't allowed under the current rules. We've also had listeners write in wondering how to get tested if they think they might have the virus. And how effective are those face masks anyway? We'll answer those and more of your coronavirus questions. That's coming up on FAQ City. Stay tuned. Hey, it's Nick Della Canal. Thanks so much for joining us for this FAQ City episode. We've received so many questions from you, our listeners, just in the last week or two on all manner of things related to the coronavirus. And today we're going to focus on your questions about North Carolina's reopening and what you should do if you or someone you know thinks they've been exposed to the coronavirus. And we've got a lot to get through, so let's bring in WFAE's health reporter, Claire Donnelly. Hello, Claire.
Hi.
And before we start, a brief disclaimer. General knowledge about the virus and the disease it causes, COVID-19, is still evolving. The same holds true for the government's response. Also, we are recording this on Friday, May 15th at about 5 p.m., and things are always changing, so you can ask your smart speaker to play WFAE or go to WFAE.org for the latest. Okay, Claire, let's start with a few basic questions. So we're now in phase one of North Carolina's three-phase reopening plan. First off, what does that mean? And is the stay-at-home order still in effect?
Yes. So in phase one, the stay-at-home order is still in effect. Most retail stores are allowed to reopen, but they have to implement social distancing, so keeping customers 6 feet apart, and enhanced cleaning procedures. In phase one, gatherings are still limited to 10 people, parks can reopen, and face coverings, like masks, are recommended in public.
Okay, and restaurants still can't open, right? Or at least their dining rooms can't. What places are still closed in phase one?
Right. So in phase one, restaurants can still only be open for drive-through, takeout, and delivery. Bars are still closed also, and so are hair and nail salons, gyms, and entertainment venues.
Okay, so that's phase one, which we're in right now. When do phases two and three start? And what changes will happen once we move into those?
Right. So phase one will last until at least May 22nd at 5 p.m. Then if North Carolina meets the benchmarks the governor and health officials have outlined, we move into phase two. So some of those benchmarks include leveling off or a decrease in the percentage of positive coronavirus tests out of the total number of tests, leveling off or a decrease in the number of people hospitalized for the coronavirus, and an increase in the number of daily coronavirus tests. So if we meet those and some other metrics, we move into phase two. In phase two, the stay-at-home order will be lifted, but members of vulnerable populations like older people and people with underlying health conditions will be encouraged to keep staying at home. Restaurants and bars can reopen, but at reduced capacity. Churches and houses of worship can reopen, along with concert and entertainment venues, but also at reduced capacity. There will also be an increase in the number of people allowed at gatherings, so more than the 10-person limit we have right now.
Okay, and what will happen under phase three?
Yeah, so phase three is set to start at least 4 to 6 weeks after phase two. State officials say that's so they can keep watching those key indicators for the coronavirus to see how reopening is affecting the virus's spread. In phase three, there will be increased capacity allowed at bars, restaurants, and entertainment venues, and another increase in the number of people allowed at gatherings.
Okay, got it. Now let's move into some listener questions about the different phases. And first, let's start with this one from Kimberly. So she wrote in asking, what happens if we don't meet those benchmarks? What if our numbers actually start to trend back up?
Yeah, good question. So Governor Roy Cooper has said that if we don't meet the benchmarks, we won't necessarily move into the next phase of reopening. So it's possible that we could be in phase one or two for more time, depending on how officials think the numbers are looking. And that's something, of course, that we at WFAE will be following closely.
Right. Okay. And now this one from both Anne and John. What phase will public libraries fall under? When are the libraries going to reopen?
So Charlotte-Mecklenburg libraries are still closed right now, along with the library book drop boxes. I talked to a library spokeswoman, and she says they're working with the county on a multi-phase reopening plan. So they hope to announce the steps in that plan in the coming weeks.
Okay, so we'll have to stay tuned for that. And are dog parks open during phase one? That was a question that we got from Holly.
Yep, dog parks are open.
Cool. Elizabeth wants to know when she will be able to get a haircut.
Yeah, so personal care businesses like hair and nail salons and gyms are expected to open in phase two.
Okay. Toledo, he wants to know, if you want to visit a family member in the hospital, when will that be allowed?
Yeah, so first, just a disclaimer, I can't speak for all hospitals in North Carolina, and it definitely depends on your situation. But right now, according to its website, Atrium Health is restricting most patient visitors. But I asked an Atrium spokesman, and he said the hospital system will be looking to ease those restrictions in the coming weeks. Novant Health also has limited restrictions right now, and it's not clear when those restrictions might be lifted.
Okay, we got this question from listeners Brenda and Susan. They wanted to know, when can we visit family?
Yeah, so there's not one right answer to this question. The modified stay-at-home order that took effect earlier this month does allow people to gather outdoors in groups of 10 people or less if they're following those social distancing guidelines. But you could be risking exposing your family member or friend to the coronavirus. So you should think about whether your family member could be at higher risk for getting seriously sick with the virus or could potentially spread it to other people. So when to see family is really a personal decision.
And what about out-of-state family visitors? Can you have family members drive to visit you from out-of-state? That was a question from Linda.
Yeah, this is another tricky one. It depends on whether that state has a stay-at-home order and what that state's order allows and doesn't allow. Again, you have to consider the risk to you, to others, and to your community.
Okay, so now that we know a bit more about the phases of North Carolina's reopening, what about face masks and when should you wear one? And where can you get tested for the coronavirus? Well, we're going to answer those questions and more coming up right after this short break. Stay with us. Don't go anywhere. Hey folks, today's podcast was made possible by listeners like you. Thank you to the listeners who submitted their questions at wfae.org/FAQCity. And thank you to the listeners who made a contribution to WFAE to support breaking news and in-depth reporting. If you learned something from today's episode and want to support it, share the link on social media or give this podcast a rating and a review in your favorite podcast app. And if you want to support the podcast even further, become a member of WFAE with a donation of any amount. Just hit the donate button on WFAE.org. And thanks so much for your support. Hey, we're back. I'm Nick Della Canale here with WFAE health reporter Claire Donnelly. We're answering your questions about North Carolina's phased reopenings and other coronavirus topics. Claire, let's get back to some of these listener questions. First, is it safe to be in stores or malls without a mask right now? And are North Carolinians actually required to wear one? That was a question submitted to us by Josh.
North Carolinians aren't required to wear a face mask, but it is highly recommended that you wear a cloth face covering that covers both your nose and mouth when you leave your house and might be within 6 feet of other people. So at places like the grocery store or the mall, where it can sometimes be hard to social distance. The idea is that wearing that face covering protects other people from possibly being exposed to droplets from your nose and mouth.
Okay, and that kind of ties into this question we got from listener Hugh. He wants to know what steps he can take to stay safe from the coronavirus during this time, just general safety steps.
So state officials have been using guidelines that they're calling the three W's. So wear, wait, and wash. Wear is wearing a face covering when you'll be around other people, like we just talked about. Wait is to wait 6 feet apart from others and avoid close contact. And wash is to wash your hands often or use hand sanitizer.
Got it. Now let's talk briefly about testing, because we've been getting quite a few questions about coronavirus tests. First, how many people have actually been tested for the coronavirus in North Carolina?
Well, as of May 15th, the state says 231,547 tests have been completed. So that number includes tests done at the state lab, as well as the reporting hospitals and commercial labs. So the actual number could be higher than that.
Okay, and quite a few people asked us this question, including Anita, Shirley, and Evelyn. Where can you actually get tested for the coronavirus?
Okay, so if you think you might have the coronavirus, you should call your healthcare provider. They'll tell you your next or your possible next steps. You can also call 211 for the state of North Carolina, or if you live in Mecklenburg County, the county's public health hotline. So that phone number is 980-314-9400, and that will put you in touch with somebody who can help you figure out, again, your next steps. The state health department also has a list of testing sites on its website, which we can link to that on WFAE.org. But you should know that some of the places listed there require an appointment or a referral from a doctor to get a test. And you can sign up for information and alerts from the state related to COVID-19. To do that, you can text COVIDNC, so COVIDNC. And the number that you'll text that to is 898-211.
I see. Okay, so now we've also been getting a lot of questions about contact tracing. Can you just remind us quickly what contact tracing is?
Right, sure. So contact tracing is when somebody tests positive for the coronavirus, and then health officials try to make a list of every person that person has recently been in close contact with. So that would be within 6 feet of someone. So the idea is that then you ask those close contacts to self-quarantine since they might have been exposed to the virus. And then by doing that, you're keeping them from spreading the virus to other people. So the people who identify and monitor that list of contacts are called contact tracers.
Right, and North Carolina is planning to hire a bunch more contact tracers, right?
Yes. So officials say right now the state has more than 250 contact tracers, but they're trying to at least double that to 500.
And how can you apply and train to become a contact tracer? And that was a question that we got submitted by Mira.
Good question. So the state has partnered with Community Care of North Carolina to hire more people to do this. So you can go to this website to apply to be a contact tracer. It's communitycarenc.org. State officials say they've already gotten thousands of applications.
Interesting. Okay. So Claire, obviously we're moving into the summer months now. It's starting to warm up here in North Carolina. What about summer camps? Catherine wants to know if those are still going to be able or allowed to be open this year.
So day camps are allowed under phase one of North Carolina's reopening, but they'll have to follow those Centers for Disease Control and Prevention guidelines. Overnight camps are not allowed to reopen in phase one. Those overnight camps are allowed to open in phase two, but they'll have to follow the state's guidance for operating during the coronavirus pandemic. So that guidance is posted on the State Health Department website, and State Health and Human Services Secretary Mandy Cohen said on May 15th that some camps may decide not to open this summer if they don't think that they can comply with those guidelines.
All right. And then thinking past the summer into the school year, do we have any updates there? Tracy wants to know if kids will be going back to school in the fall.
Well, under the current plan, public school students are supposed to return to school on August 17th, so that's about a week earlier than normal. Lawmakers hope that will give teachers time to catch students up after what will seem like a very long summer break. But that still could change depending on how things look closer to that date. And we know CMS is still trying to figure things out because they had planned to start school later on August 31st so they could avoid the Republican National Convention. So maybe CMS students will start out in the classroom, then switch to remote learning during the convention if it happens. So we're still waiting for more details on that.
Okay, and do we know anything about whether kids will have to social distance when schools reopen, or will they have to wear masks? Those were questions submitted from Dee.
Well, we know lawmakers want school districts to have remote learning plans in place just in case there's another wave of the coronavirus. But other than that, we're still waiting on school districts and the state to put together some more guidance on that. So we'll have to wait and see.
And wait and see we will. We'll definitely be following this and keeping you guys, our listeners, up to date with all the upcoming developments. Claire, thanks so much for joining us today and for helping us answer these questions.
Sure, you're welcome.
And thanks to you, our listeners, for your questions. If you have more questions about the coronavirus or anything else related to Charlotte, share it with us on WFAE.org. That's where we're continuing to report on how the virus is affecting the Charlotte area. You can also keep up with all of our coverage on air. Just ask your smart speaker to play WFAE. And if you're a curious person and you want to hear more FAQ City stories, both upcoming and from the archives, subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts, the NPR One app, or wherever else you get podcasts. That's all for this week of FAQ City. Until next time, take care and stay safe. I'm Nick Delacanal.
Support for FAQ City comes from WFAE members and Bojangles. For over 40 years, Charlotte-based Bojangles has provided biscuits from scratch, hand-breaded fried chicken, and freshly steeped iced tea. More info on the 48-step biscuit-making process at BojanglesBiscuits.com.